Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about having integrity in all parts of your business. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Happy Monday.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Integrity. I was thinking, you get mad, so I bounced off. Integrity is what we're going to talk about today. But I'm going to bring it back a little bit. Before we start every show, I have to check my vocal cords into the microphone and make sure my headphones work. And we've mentioned this before, and it freaks Adam out. But
yeah, well, you don't just go, hey, is this working? You go, oh, but hey,
I sing,
I
had to hit all the
creepy stuff. It's like your final check to get all creepiness out before the show starts.
But I was thinking that when we go video mode, like our listeners are going to get to see it and they're going to get to hear it. So they're going to get to suffer in the anguish that you get to suffer in.
I don't know if it'll be as bad for them because they don't have the headphones on. It's like,
you feel like I'm on your shoulder.
It's, yeah, it's gross, especially when you whisper. Like, that's the, it's terrible.
It's terrible to you?
Yeah.
So I need to speak loud enough to
it. Have some integrity, Jesus, Justin.
Quit whispering in my ear. It's not allowed. You're married. Mm-hmm. Now that we got that out, mm-hmm. You feel better?
I mean, I still feel that gross, but yeah.
I still feel gross as I slide my hands around your shoulder.
Dude, see, you take it to a creepy level. I saw you post on the creep on Facebook, too, with Trevor Probance.
Oh, no. So it was an inside joke. He goes, when I had somebody send me a wholesale package, and I blind copied you and blind copied Trevor in on it and said, hey, so y'all could see the wholesale package before anybody else, because you always look for wholesale deals, right? Mm-hmm. And you've been buying a few wholesale properties. Trevor's been buying a lot from a bunch of the different groups. Well, he writes me back, and he said a smart aleck remark to me, and I said, okay, well, I'll go F myself with a cucumber. And he calls me, and he can't stop laughing. He's like, I'm literally spitting my drink out of my mouth right now. I can't stop. And so that's what the cucumber was. So there was actually inside banter going on behind that. It just wasn't me randomly saying, hey, Trevor, you want to see my cucumber?
Well, I'd see that. I wouldn't have put it past you.
I would have said my eggplant.
Either way.
It's an emoji.
Oh, yeah. Then no one knows what that means.
So let's talk about integrity after this.
Well, there's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah. I mean, I like this topic because I know that it does affect your business in a positive or a negative light. Like, if it's karma to me, mm-hmm. in that if you treat people like the way you want to treat, you're upfront, you're honest, even if you don't know, you say that, you know, and it goes for every aspect of your business. We can talk selling, we can talk buying, we can talk wholesaling, we can talk lending, we can talk anything, but there's integrity in every piece of it, mm-hmm. or the need for it in every piece of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I kind of see this almost daily when someone calls about an ad or something. And that's when it like strikes me the most, is because I don't know a lot about all the property that we have for sale, you know? And yeah. People have tons of questions.
Yeah.
And instead of like kind of car salesman-y,
she gets 30 grocery, miles per gallon.
Yeah. You know, and making something up, I just tell them, I don't know.
Yep.
I
know it's a raw piece of dirt that I have priced below everybody else.
Yeah. And one time I actually told this guy, I kept saying, I don't know. And I go, so do you have any more questions? And he goes, I do, but it doesn't look like you know anything about this property. And I'm like, well, that's kind of true, you know?
Yeah, I know it's 40 acres. I know exactly where it's at by the map.
Yeah.
I've never been to it. I had somebody take some pictures one time, and I see Electric City about a quarter mile away. That's about it.
Yeah.
Can I help you with anything else?
I mean, and that goes a long way, too, because what if they bought it and you had been lying? Well, then you set yourself up for some trouble.
Yep.
And that's just not what we're going to do.
No. Just be up front. I always go back to that we like the recreational property, the bigger properties, the 20 acres to whatever acres. You know, sometimes the 10s go down to those. But when you get down into those quarter acre and 1 acre properties, You have building restrictions. You have covenants. You have setback lines. Have to know where the utilities are. You create so much more stuff you need to know, which if you don't, creates that much more risk. Mm-hmm. And if you don't fully disclose, especially like a state like California, have you ever done a closing in California with title?
No.
You'll have like 100 disclosures you have to fill out. Oh. Yeah, it sucks. So you're like, I don't know. Yeah. But it's still, there's so many different disclosures they want to know about. Mm-hmm. Was there a fault line? Was there an earthquake here? Was there ever anything? I don't know.
Yeah. It does bring a good point up, though. Like, should you go and learn all this stuff? And for me, I kind of wait until they ask, and then I figure it out.
Okay.
Right? Because, I don't know, maybe it's me being lazy. I just don't want to take the time to go learn all this stuff if it's not going to be a question that comes up. So when it comes up, I say, you know, I don't know, but I can figure this out, find out for you.
Yeah.
And doing that gives me a reason to call them back.
Yeah, I guess. We're smart guys. Relatively smart. Not like rocket scientist smart, like our friends in Houston. But I don't really want to know everything about every piece of property, to be honest with you. I care less.
I mean, that's why I don't look it up.
Yeah.
But when someone does ask, you know, it's worth knowing, I guess, so that you can close the sale.
I guess, but if I'm going to figure that out, that's time, that's money. I'm going to charge you more. If you'd have me go figure out if there is a septic or sewer line and water line on it, and I know for a fact there is now, the price just went up. It's got utilities.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I mean, raising the price. I wouldn't take the time to dive into all the sewer stuff. But someone's like, well, is there electric? I may go to Google and do, you know, rural co-ops here. And then I'll be like, hey, well, this is near.
Yeah, I'll say there's a pole. The closest pole I see on Google Earth is here. There's a house here. They don't look like they have solar or a generator, so it's probably electricity to it. It's this far away.
I do that, yeah. If there's a house near, I always say that. Well, there's a house this close, and they seem to be running electricity, so if they got it, you can get it.
Yeah. We had one come back in Oregon this week. A little lady was doing her due diligence on it, and she told me that it had a high water table, so that her septic couldn't be underground. I said, well, it's a non-resource piece of property. It's a recreational piece of property out in the middle of nowhere. That's what it is. Go build you a cabin on it, and if you want you to put a poop tank, put a poop tank on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just the selling side of this. I mean, let's talk about other ways that you can have integrity in your business. I mean, a lot of times I look at the handshake. Like, maybe it's the South in us. Maybe it's the Southern Texas. You know, we shake a hand. We do what we say we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And if something goes sour, it's not intentional. Or we go out and we try to make it right. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. And I'll put it out there. If you come to me for lending or private funding, and then you tell me, you have me look at the work, and then you tell me, oh no, I've also shopped three other guys for it. Why are you even coming to me? You got people. You don't need me. And if it's just to get reassurance, let's do a deal review. Don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. Because at that point, that just seems slimy to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you obviously deal with that a lot more than me, but I do see like people coming to you just to get your opinion and then going away.
Yeah. And that happened a lot early. It hasn't happened as much lately, but I am getting a bunch of new wave of new clients coming in that, hey, we've been seeing now, you've been doing this for a while. Like, what's your ceiling? Mm-hmm. And I kind of know their names. They've been, I don't want to say what's your ceiling, but because that's a term that's been said, but then I don't want that person to feel like it's that. But, you know, how much will you lend? And what I found is that some of these newer guys that are a little more experienced, they have the money to turn these smaller deals, these $10,000 to $20,000 deals, which I really like. And they want to go hit a home run and tie up $500,000 with me. And if anybody's tried to sell a $500,000 property, it takes some time. Mm-hmm. So while you're over here just turning your money, I mean, let's be real. I want to turn my money too.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
And it's, you know, sometimes we do that. And our bread and butter is at $5,000 to that $20,000 acquisition price. We've right now, our average acquisition is $15,000 with an average sale price of about $38,000. That's actual sold price, not what we're listing it for. So, I mean, we're seeing a good turn in that money.
Yeah. I think it kind of goes to like on wholesales. You know, I heard Scott Todd say that people bring wholesale deals to him and then he'll take 2 days to do his due diligence and get back with him, say he wants to buy the property and the person's already sold it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you go and offer someone a wholesale deal and then when you offer it to them and they want to buy it, well, you already sold it to someone else. At least you should maybe be upfront.
Yeah, there's a piece to that, though. If you're sending it out on your buyer's list, I get it. But if you're sending it to one person in particular, there's a a mutual respect that should take place.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying here. Yeah, I agree with that.
I've got about six guys that I do deals with that we don't even sign paperwork anymore. Like, it's just, hey, man, I got this property here. Cool. When you close on it, just send me the check. Mm-hmm. All right, man, great. And that's a mutual respect. That's integrity. That means our business is, and our relationship and our personal and business relationships mean enough to each other that we're not going to do anything out of line from that.
Yeah, I mean, that loyalty, it goes a really long way, right?
Yeah.
You can build a name for yourself in the business and then essentially keep it good or ruin it by doing things like that.
Yep. And that's, you know, sometimes we have guys that have technical difficulties in our consulting. They don't make their payment before the call, and you still get on the call with them. And you do that in trust. You know, you're like, hey, the guy's going to come back. He'll make it right. Sometimes they do. Have we been burned before? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we work with that person anymore? No.
Now, see, I if you're working with me, I won't do the consulting call.
You won't do it?
No.
Okay.
No, you got to pay. I mean,
that's that's fair. You know, and sometimes I understand that, you know, things get in the way. We're busy. We don't have a card with us. We're on the run. You know, I understand life gets in the way sometimes, but at the same time, you know, it's integrity. It's just, hey, what kind of name and reputation do I want to have?
What this all boils down to, this whole show, is if you're going to make a career out of this, no matter if you're buying wholesale, you're selling wholesale, you're selling to retail, you're doing anything, you got to be open, you got to be honest, you got to be whatever you need to be to keep your... stay in a good light with people.
It's a reputation.
Yeah, reputation. Keep a good reputation.
Yeah, I get that. And, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me as we started. I mean, we're looking at close to 2,000 deals so far this year with Plum. And they say, hey, if I send you bad deals, do you, like, hold that against me? No. If you send it to me and it has access and you've done everything that I've asked on the front end and I still don't fund it, I don't hold that against you. You're doing exactly what I want you to do. The thing is when the person doesn't check for access, doesn't do any of the, doesn't have it under contract, he's just shopping deals to you, that you get some concern. I had people getting on the MLS and pulling deals and asking me if I'd fund them for them.
Well, that's something else. You got anything else you want to say about this? I don't want to beat it to death.
No, I don't think we should, but when, you know, you hear the term or the cliche that we're all grown-ups here, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get accused of being a little bit straight to the point sometimes and kind of a little brash, but it's all in good nature. It's to the point of, hey, we want to see all of us succeed together. And I think that's our ultimate goal for this podcast. I mean, we're not getting a paycheck to be here on our days off of regular life to sit here and say this stuff. But when we see something in the industry that's kind of off, we bring it up. And, you know, the integrity part of the salesmanship that you see out there of anything from, hey, I'm going to sell you this product to that. I mean, we want to know that somebody's dealing with us in good faith. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all we can ask for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that was good.
Yep.
All right, guys, that's it then. We're hoping you're having a solid Monday. And while you're doing that, go do us a favor. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram, Casual Fridays, REI. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And then most importantly, go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. And we'll see you on Wednesday.
Later.